Blessed be Thomas, we heard in the second reading today, which was proclaimed in Polish, that St. Paul said to us, therefore, since we have this ministry through the mercy shown us, we are not discouraged. It is the mercy of God that has brought you to this cathedral, this sanctuary, this altar, this diocese, to seek the order of deacons, to seek to enter the church and service. And you come really as you are. All the years of preparation that you put into this moment and that have been put into you to prepare you for this moment, the time of prayer, especially the time of discernment, the time of really coming to know yourself, is what part of what St. Paul describes. And he says to us, that which is not of God, we are to renounce. We are to let go of. And we are to be very much aware of. But we are to hear the call to the Word of God, is what he's telling us. And that it's the Word of God that really needs to be at the center of our lives. And of course, as you have studied and know, the Word of God is Jesus in our love relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And each time that you proclaim the Word, especially now as we pray, deacons, once this ordination takes place, and you proclaim the gospel, I just encourage you to be open to the miracle of the Word happening. That when you proclaim the Word of God, just as they did in the early church, miracles happened. Miracles happened. Lives were changed. People were deeply touched. And it is the Word of God, it is Jesus Christ that they are experiencing, and they are healed by. St. Paul also goes on to say that we are to be open to the declaration of the truth. And we are to commend ourselves to that truth. And the truth is that Jesus Christ is among us. That Jesus Christ lived among us. That he has taught us. That he has suffered his passion, his death, and his resurrection. It is the kerygma that we share. It is the proclamation of the Word of God, the good news that Jesus is risen. And in the midst of life, and of course in this moment, the coronavirus, and we have basically 10 of us here for your ordination, along with everyone else that's watching. It's a moment in which we say before the whole world that there is hope in Jesus Christ and that the love of Jesus Christ calls us to be at the center of our lives. And that's really what you're proclaiming in your desire to be deacons of the church, that you have placed your sights on God and that God is at the center of your lives. Therefore, your prayer, your study of the Word, your experience of the sacraments, your experience of the people of the church will be all a sign of how God is reaching into your lives. And so as St. Paul says to us, for we do not preach ourselves, but we preach Jesus Christ our Lord. And so with the ordination to the diaconate and now the ability to preach, you preach your life of Jesus Christ. Every time you share the Word of God in preaching, you are sharing your prayer life. You are sharing your love life with Jesus Christ. You're sharing who you are with Him and who He is for you especially. That's what the people will experience. They'll experience Jesus through you in the Word of God. And we are very much servants. St. Paul uses even a stronger word. He says, slaves of the Word, slaves of Jesus Christ. We are His servants. And so even though we may have a pulpit we're preaching from, It is by the mercy of God that we're brought to that pulpit, and it is by God's love that we are there in true humility, that it is about Jesus Christ and not about us. It's not about us. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to bring us to light the knowledge of the glory of God on the face of Jesus Christ. Wow. St. Paul had an experience of Jesus that was so powerful that when he looked upon Jesus, he saw the glory of God. That's really who we're called to be. As we share the word, as we minister to people, and so as you baptize young people or adults, as you witness marriages, as you help people in moments of time of death and possibly in funeral services, as you share the word of God, it is a moment to share that experience of Jesus Christ that you've had and to let the light of the face of Jesus Christ shine through you to them in each of the different moments of ministry that you will have. And hopefully we pray many, many years of ministry that you will have, both of you. But we hold this treasure in earthen vessels, St. Paul tells us, that the surpassing power may be of God and not from us. We hold this gift of the diaconate, eventually hopefully the priesthood, in these earthly vessels. It is the grace and power of faith, hope, and love in Jesus Christ. But it is also a commitment that we make very personally, and it's the commitment to live our lives in love with Jesus Christ forever. And that's really a good description of celibacy for us, that we love Jesus Christ so much that he and his church become our spouse. He and his church become our one love. He and his church become really our family in a very personal way. I've been praying for you that the gift of the Holy Spirit may come upon you during this ordination, and that as you receive his love and receive the laying on of hands, that Spirit may come upon you and lift you up, and that you may be from now on a sign of the love of Jesus Christ as deacons of the church.